You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Promo code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We will talk a little bit about health before the hour is out. Dr. Douglas Howard will be with us from Balance of Nature. A major scandal in the online community called Pinterest, specifically being played out against Christians. And last night, that big debate. What happened there? We talk about it now. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And I have had to have very, very serious talks with my son, Dante, about how to protect himself on the streets of our city and all over this country, including how to deal with the fact that he has to take special caution because there have been too many tragedies between our young men and our police, too.
All right. That was Mayor Bill de Blasio. Some said, I was reading some of the reviews of the debate online this morning, and they said that he came off as a aggressive bully. I didn't necessarily get that vibe from him, but I do think that because of his size and kind of tone of voice and such, he can be kind of, I don't know, viewed in that way somewhat easily. And it was interesting. It was interesting to see last night. There were a lot of weird things that happened. Spanish was breaking out all over the place. Beto O'Rourke breaks into Spanish, and Cory Booker, senator from New Jersey, looks at him like, what are you doing that for? And then later he... in trying to make the point that he felt like it was important for people to understand that he thought something was unacceptable.
Inacceptable.
He inserts the term unacceptable.
Inacceptable.
I guess that's what he's saying. But did it really come across well? And then the only person that I was tweeting the events, I said the only one that's not actually speaking Spanish or trying to in a very forced and kind of unnatural, awkward fashion is Julian Castro, who was a former secretary for the Obama administration. But then in his closing remarks, he went full Spanish. So, you know, all the Democrats coming out pandering right away. Some people think it's fine. I find it unacceptable.
Inacceptable.
And we'll see, if it continues all the way through. You don't have to play tricks, friends. Tricks are always unacceptable. What you've got to do is not be unacceptable about the unacceptable nature of the tricks that you're trying to play.
Inacceptable.
Unacceptably.
Inacceptable.
We get a lot of mileage out of that soundbite, I could tell. Anyway, I thought it was a hot mess. I thought the debate, I don't know what they were there actually suggesting. They were talking about giving college, forgiving all college loans and raising taxes and making it harder to create jobs and all this other, like, how do you win an election based on that? I don't know. It's like I said, unacceptable to me.
Inacceptable
in so many different ways. All right. So the other highlights from last night. So there was this one really remarkable moment where I think it was Lester Holt asked the panel who would actually forego, in fact, destroy the private insurance markets and just be willing to hold themselves to government health care policies. And only two people raised their hand. Elizabeth Warren, who I think by most measures had a pretty good night, and Bill de Blasio. And you kind of got the feeling that Bill de Blasio raised his hand, like kind of after looking at the class valedictorian's paper. He said, oh, did she put down true or false? Oh, I put true. Okay, good, boom. And then he raised his hand. That's kind of how it felt last night. But then, so they asked Beto O'Rourke, the former congressman from Texas, they asked him why he wouldn't. And so he's answering, but watch de Blasio. Take a listen to this as de Blasio decides to, cut Beto O'Rourke off. Cut two.
Would you replace private insurance?
No, I think the choice is fundamental to our ability to get everybody cared for.
Private insurance is not working for tens of millions of Americans. When you talk about the co-pays, the deductibles, the premiums, the out-of-pocket expenses, it's not working.
That's right. So for those for whom it's not working, they can choose Medicare.
I don't really even understand what de Blasio is saying. I think most people that are on private insurance right now prefer that to any of the options that they have been given by the federal government. But I could be wrong. It just seemed like, and it wasn't very polite. He was being asked the question from Lester Holt, and he had to. But that only held a little bit of candle to when they went around and asked, what is the biggest geopolitical threat to America? Now, what they were meaning is, who are America's enemies? If you were lining up the nations that pose a threat to us right now, who would you say that they were? Take a listen as this is Governor Inslee from Washington, Beto O'Rourke, Elizabeth Warren, and Cory Booker on who the biggest threats to America is. Take a listen.
Go ahead, Governor Inslee.
The biggest threat to the security of the United States is Donald Trump.
One or two words.
Our existential threat is climate change. We have to confront it before it's too late.
Senator Warner.
Climate change.
Yeah. Senator Booker.
Nuclear proliferation and climate change.
Nuclear proliferation and climate change are bigger threats to us than Iran or North Korea or China or Russia based on their policies and their intended outcomes. That's pretty remarkable. Climate change, a bigger threat to us than Iran right now. I don't know. I just don't know. And then Mayor de Blasio had to get in one last shot here. He was talking about what the real problem with solving our border issue is. Cut four.
The way that American citizens have been told that immigrants somehow created their misery and their pain and their challenges for all the American citizens out there.
Stop the
tape. You're falling.
That's the thing. Americans aren't being told that immigrants are the pain, that immigrants are the cause of the problem. We're not being told that. No one's telling us that immigrants are causing our problem. What America is saying is that the issue of illegally coming here and not knowing who you are, and then demanding resources upon getting here, which are not the same thing as immigrants. Immigrants that have immigrated to America, sometimes taking years in the process to go through all the applications and all the forms and all the everything that they do to become U.S. citizens and to come here from other places on planet Earth, those people are not none of us are being told that they're the problem. What is a problem is people just crashing into your living room and demanding to stay. Well, I don't live here and you don't know me, but I have a right to sleep on your couch. No, you don't. I'm sorry. I have a family to protect and to take care of. If I know who you are and I know a little bit about you, maybe we can work out some sort of temporary thing. But ultimately, you're responsible for you. We're going to have to figure out how to make this work. But you don't get to just come in and crash on my couch. You don't get to just sleep in my daughter's bedroom's bed. No, that's not what it is. But he went on to say that not only are we being told this, that it's the immigrants that are coming here that are the problem, he goes on to say that something else is the actual problem. Cut four.
That American citizens have been told that immigrants somehow created their misery and their pain and their challenges. For all the American citizens out there who feel you're falling behind, who feel the American dream's not working for you, the immigrants didn't do that to you. The big corporations did that to you.
Okay, stop. Here's the thing. Who feels that way right now? That you're falling farther and farther behind? You know, Mayor de Blasio may not realize this. Did you know that unemployment is the lowest it's been in 51 years across nearly every sector of the population? It doesn't matter which group you look at. Young people, women, African-Americans, Latinos. old workers, young workers, female workers, disabled workers, across the board. And not only are the jobs more numerous than they've ever been, but the wages that people are earning on average have gone up dramatically and disproportionately dramatically the lower the income class that the person is coming from. So low and middle class have seen greater wage growth than those in upper middle and middle and upper class. But when you're talking about, so who's he talking about? Who's falling farther and farther behind? Who feels like they don't have a shot right now? This is just amazing. He just lives in a different universe on some level. Anyway, that was just night one, friends. Kind of unacceptable, but they'll be back tonight, so we'll see. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Time once again to get your questions answered by Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Law Firm. They are the law firm I recommend to everyone that I know that has any need by way of elder care, estate law, will, testament, end-of-life issues, all those things. Connors and Sullivan, they are the number one team you want to be working with when it comes to understanding. And this week's question, Mike, from Sarah, she says, is it appropriate to give either incentives or disincentives for behavior? Why or why not? I'm assuming she's talking about in the will or the trusts.
Of the trust, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a personal question, but, I mean, here's a common one. If my grandson graduates from a four-year university before he attains the age of 23, he gets X amount of dollars. You know, that's a fairly common incentive, and I think it could be a good incentive in some cases. You know, on the other side of the coin is, and we've had this before, if my son is incarcerated, has a criminal record, you know, at the time of my passing, he loses his inheritance. That might be a question. Of course, one of the questions when we're doing this is who's going to be the arbiter, who's going to be in charge of the money, who's going to make the decision whether the conditions are met or not. But there are reasons for it. There could be, you know, carrot and sticks. You know, you graduate from college before you reach the age of 23, you get a bonus. You're in a drug rehab center when you're 25, you lose your inheritance.
Well, I certainly think that, you know, the rest of parenting, when you're bringing them up, certainly you use those same types of things. It may be constructed differently, but you get your allowance or you don't. Did you make your bed? I mean, it's kind of just the next layer of that. And I hope that's helpful, Sarah, if you're listening. You know, Mike is willing to answer your questions in even greater detail every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on AM 570, The Mission, and Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. But you can also send him your questions, 718-238-6500 to call their office, 718-238-6500 to set up your appointment or to find out their schedule of free seminars happening in the area, or drop them a line at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. That's askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
What if I told you that getting omega-3 fatty acids daily just got easier? Amanda Williams here from Invite Health to tell you about the Invite Health Krill Oil. Krill Oil provides your body with the essential oils and antioxidants that are important for brain, heart, joint, and eye health. The EPA and DHA omega-3 fatty acids from Invite's Krill Oil are sustainable and 100% traceable from the sea to the capsule. Invite Health's krill oil is supplied in a vegetarian tapioca capsule, shown in clinical trials to enhance absorption. These easy-to-swallow capsules are extremely clean and won't leave you with that fishy aftertaste. Take advantage of this special offer from Invite Health. Buy one bottle of Invite's krill oil at suggested retail risk-free and get the second bottle free. Call now for free shipping. Contact Invite at 800-459-2272. Call 800-459-2272. That's 800-459-2272. You can also visit an Invite Health location or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health, the luxury brand of vitamins.
Come aboard WMCA's favorite yacht, the Atlantis, this 4th of July for a night filled with memories and incredible views. Board at West 41st Street in Manhattan at 5:15 p.m. and sail out past the Statue of Liberty and up the East River, where you'll experience an incredible view of the fireworks. Enjoy a gourmet buffet, past hors d'oeuvres, open bar, DJ and dancing all the way until 11 p.m. Sign up with your date, your spouse, your family, or your friends for this unforgettable 4th of July experience. Tickets are just $250 for adults and $225 for children 5 to 12 years of age. Call Captain Fred's office to book today, 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
It obviously is not porn, and I find it very concerning that it was added to a porn list, which seems like an effort to hide the fact that live action is being blocked.
That is the altered voice of one Eric Cochran, who up until just a few days ago was an employee of Pinterest, the social media company. Why was he fired from his job for saying that very thing? What he was reporting was true. And yet to speak it publicly evidently cost him his job. Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's group, doing some investigative work behind the scenes with Pinterest, kind of broke this story a week or so ago. And in their behind-the-scenes expose, there was a shadowy figure with an altered voice. His name is Eric Cochran. He joins us now at Kevin McCullough Radio. Eric, welcome. Glad you can be here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let me ask you first thing. What was it that made you desire to go public with the Veritas group and telling what you knew about the things from behind the scene? Had you been enticed to do that? Was this something you felt morally obligated to do? What was your motivation?
Well, you know, it was actually when I saw Project Veritas's video about Facebook and from a Facebook insider earlier this spring. I saw that. And then I realized that a lot of the things that just seemed normal to me in Silicon Valley were actually very not normal and very scary to the general public. And then Pinterest, as it became a public company, $13 billion company, it was in with the big tech circles, all the same trust and safety people were talking to each other. I realized that we were gearing up these censorship efforts. And then when I was seeing terms like Christian quotes and Bible verses, and then when I saw live action being quietly censored, being covertly censored on a porn block list so that people couldn't even link to live action, that's when I knew that the public absolutely had the right to know what was going on. And the thing is, to go to Project Veritas was the obvious choice for me, because like, where else was I going to go? Was the New York Times going to cover this? Was the Washington Post going to cover this? And of course not. And they probably would have even turned me in to Pinterest before, and of course not run the story. And so coming to Project Veritas was just the obvious choice to me. And then the public knew. And then the thing is, the result is then, of course, the Pinterest then actually banned Live Action's account after that, in addition to keeping all Live Action links on the porn block list to prevent them from being posted anywhere on Pinterest. And the result is that Pinterest then had to send this email to Live Action that said, we don't allow your misinformation and your ideas that cause public harm. And so they actually had to admit that they believe that pro-life views are misinformation. So at least they have to be transparent now, and at least the public knows.
Yeah. Let's not get the cart before the horse here. Take us back to when you, when you discovered what Pinterest was doing to Live Action. How did it work?
Oh, sure. So this is, I was kind of looking at our back end and seeing terms that were being censored. And of course, you know, thousands of them are just normal, terrible terms that nobody would want, you know, and are against the public policy of Pinterest. And I was looking through them and I was like, okay, this stuff's pretty normal. And then I would see every once in a while some terms like Christian Easter and be like, okay, that's kind of weird that we're censoring that kind of stuff. And then actually it was through messages I was seeing it. So at Pinterest, we used Slack, which is an internal messaging tool. And I would see messages from people. And there was even a message from somebody saying, hey, we don't currently have a public policy against pro-life or pro-choice content, but I think we need to keep this on the block list. And I was like, that was very shocking to me, as it should be to most people. And so then discovering that stuff, as I just kept looking more into the back end and what was actually going on and seeing that these public policies didn't match up to how they were actually implemented by employees
right.
of the company.
Right.
Then I realized that, yeah, I needed, this was newsworthy content.
That's the voice of Eric Cochran, who is the whistleblower for the Pinterest social media website. And this is actually something, it's important that we're having this discussion today, because this is actually something that now Facebook, Pinterest, and Google have all been called on the carpet on within the last, I want to say, 2 weeks. You've had major whistleblowers come forward at each one of these platforms. And friends, it's one thing if they're just doing it to people that they just disagree with, and it's a private, you know, platform or whatever. It's another thing to say whole cloth, every Christian group, every pro-life group, we're going to take these kind of unfair actions towards you, to just insist that, you not cause us problems. And there's very much a lack of ability to get one's message out if you're dependent upon social media that these companies are starting to understand that they can control. And it's one of the reasons why I think that anytime we're talking about speech, we've got to be really thoughtful about what that means and how far we intend for it to carry. Because it is under attack. It is under attack big time, and it is being demonstrated through these, roguely biased actions that Pinterest has shown. And Eric will continue with us in a moment to talk more about the facts of the matter there. All right, Kevin McCullough, if you have not yet done it, we still have 13 kids that have not yet been rescued with Cross International. 866-822-4848. Could someone step forward? Two people taking the 10 child challenge, $39 a month for 10 months, and you would help us complete the list of 519 kids. We're 13 kids away. Thank you to those of you that have rescued 506 so far. Don't want to leave these final 13 behind. 866-822-4848. Kevin McCullough coming back with more with Eric Cochran. Stay with us.
Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate, but you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Come and be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel. The Stand With Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December the 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 570 The Mission, WMCA, for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you get tired of legislators just fibbing to your face? You know, they tried to sell us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. It has nothing to do with helping to fix congestion. It is going to be priced. It's going to be a tax on everything that hardworking New Yorkers and tri-staters need. Suburban commuters going to hit with outrageous tolls going into Manhattan's business district. And Manhattan residents, you're going to see the cost of everything you need go up. Because as delivery trucks are passing down their added cost to consumers, which is what they have to do, no one's going to win under congestion pricing. Plain and simple. All the money in the world doesn't fix the transit crisis. You have to have lawmakers calling for transparent and accountability at the MTA. What we should do is pass on this cash grab and instead put in substantial reform. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that the congestion pricing has got to be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585 and let her know that congestion pricing has got to go. To learn more, go to reclaimnynow.org/congestion-pricing. That's reclaimnynow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
Life is lived by moving forward, seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created Ford Pass, everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app right in the palm of your hand. Only FordPass combines roadside assistance, FordPass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. FordPass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. FordPass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco & Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're speaking with Eric Cochran, who's been fired from his job at Pinterest. The reason is most likely he came forward with this behind-the-scenes censorship that Pinterest was implementing to suppress Christian pro-life and conservative viewpoints and content online. Now, walk us through, Eric, about how and why they decided to fire you, because obviously Veritas did all they could to keep your identity secret.
Yeah, absolutely. So I always knew there was a risk. You know, I thought it was a pretty small risk that they would find anything because, you know, Pinterest was still kind of one of the newer big tech companies and with about 2,000 people or so. And, but, uh, so I, but I knew there was a risk. And so when the story came out on Tuesday, a couple weeks ago, it came out on a Tuesday, I just mentally prepared myself for whatever would happen at work. But I figured, life would go on, and there'd be a reaction, and I'd continue my work at Pinterest and et cetera, in anonymity. And when I actually got down to my desk, then I realized that all of my accounts were locked out at Pinterest. And then security eventually just came and found me and then escorted me out. I figure, as a tech company, they probably had logs of who looked at certain documents and such.
And as such, they were able to tell that you had actually accessed those documents and seen them in some way.
I mean, we don't know for sure, but that is a possibility. They probably do keep logs on things.
What has been your response to the firing? Are you fighting it? Are you hoping to get your job back? What do you want to do at this point?
Well, I absolutely want to dedicate my life right now to pro-life activism, especially to making a difference in the world. And, just speaking like personally, it's like I'm extremely pro-life. I work on expressing pro-life views and activism in San Francisco, and
which is not an easy place to hold that position, I would imagine.
I mean, yeah, in a lot of ways. I mean, I view it as a very progressive issue, as a human rights issue. So there's common ground with a lot of people, more than they realize. But yeah, certainly at the at more of the legislation level, it's tougher. I always viewed my role, as it was a few weeks ago, as somebody who could provide for the pro-life movement, do my job and basically financially provide for the pro-life movement. And then when I saw this, I realized that, like, of course, people had to know about this censorship, and
the fight was bigger than what you had originally
inspire more insiders to speak out when they see the censorship, especially at this time, because the reason this got so big is because of the abortion issue, is because the tech companies and the media establishment know that Roe v. Wade's going to get overturned, and they know it's going to be a fierce battle. And so that's why I encourage all insiders to go to projectveritas.com/brave. People really do have your back, and they're listening, and this is the watershed moment. And so as far as me, yeah, I hope to inspire more insiders, and I want to commit my life to making a difference here. Immediate future, just going day by day right now.
Gotcha. Well, we're speaking with Eric Cochran, who lost his job at Pinterest because he came forward with Project Veritas and James O'Keefe's group to tell the story that Pinterest was actually blocking, and not by typical means. They were actually putting groups like Lila Rose's Live Action under the porn category within their internal algorithms, and in doing so would prevent people from being able to link to or to share Live Action content. Of course, we're big fans of Live Action in Kevin McCullough Radio, and this caught our attention. My personal feeling is, if this bothers you, you should cancel your Pinterest account. If it bothers your sensibilities, you shouldn't have anything to do with that platform, because it's one thing to say, we disagree with you. Twitter and Facebook have done that publicly in several different ways. But to my knowledge, they have not at least systematically said to pro-lifers, we're going to eliminate you from being able to be present on our platform. And that's something that Pinterest went the extra step in doing. And Eric Cochran, a software engineer who worked there, is now able to speak freely, because Pinterest let him go, and he's telling his story. Hey, Eric, if people want to help, what's the best way they can get involved in your particular mission and what you hope to do?
So currently I have a GoFundMe. If you just Google GoFundMe Pinterest whistleblower, it comes up. And then, but the really the biggest thing that I want to tell people is, if you or somebody you know is on the inside and has seen this hypocrisy and corruption, let people know. Go to projectveritas.com/brave, and real journalists are listening and 100% have your back.
I think that's really good advice, and I appreciate you spending some time with us and coming on. And Eric, best wishes. Keep us informed on what's going on so that we can tell the rest of your story as it happens.
Definitely will do. Thank you.
All right. Eric Cochran, formerly of Pinterest. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warrantied for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-651-0798, promo code AM570, the mission. Again, that's 800-651-0798, promo code AM570, the mission, or online at MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's summertime, and I know there's nothing tougher than deciding what you want to put on your grill for that next big event, you know, barbecue, dinner on a weeknight, pool party on the weekend. Listen up. I've got the perfect products for you. Try the new unmistakable Latin flavor of Campesino Salami Especial and Jamonita Campesino, both from Cibao Meat Products. The Campesino Salami Especial is a flavorful blend of fine meat and spices. It tastes great, high in protein, gluten-free. The Jamonita Campesino is a blend of salami and ham, also delicious and high in protein. They're both perfect for grilling, sandwiches, even salads. You can find these and any other of their great products at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop and Shop, Sam's Club. The list goes on and on. Pick up Cibao Meat Products today, and don't forget to head to AM570 The Mission for a chance to win a whole basket of these delicious grilling goodies. Because remember, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Cibao Meat Products, over 45 years of tradition and quality. Make it your tradition today.
Wham! Pipe, scaffold, debris, whatever. It fell. It hit you. You never saw it or heard it coming, but you felt it. The most common construction site accident has left you in pain or worse. If you're suffering, has the person responsible convinced you that you have no case, so live with it? That's not the way it should go. If it was someone else's negligence, don't you deserve compensation for expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts, and his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you for months and months about the fact that when I go through those allergy seasons in the past, I've always gotten the bronchial stuff. The little sniff turns into a and then before you know it, I just don't feel well. I have to tell you, the last couple of years has been very different. What's the biggest difference? Well, I'm getting a daily dose of 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. Kev, are you sitting down and eating 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables? No. But it's the equivalent of 10 plates of 31 fruits and veggies. Like if you made a salad of 31 fruits and veggies, I'm eating like 10 servings of that a day. How am I getting it? Little piece of technology called Balance of Nature. It's just simple fruit and vegetable in capsule form. They take out all of the air and take out all of the water, but they do so in a way that protects the nutritional value of the fruits and veggies. They grind them up, put them in capsules. You're a different person because of it. Once you start taking it, you're going to feel great. And right now is the best time to try because I've got the best discount for you you're going to find anywhere. 30% discount when you call now and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Everywhere I go, I stay, is it all?
News about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio, proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Yeah, well, it's just been one of those days, you know. The whole country, I think, kind of woke up a little bit on the grouchy side after staying up to watch that unacceptable debate last night. Anyway, we're talking about with Dr. Douglas Howard. We're talking about the kind of 20 things that should be common sense that some people don't know, but they probably should, et cetera, et cetera. And so Dr. Howard rejoins us today. And Doc, you were in bed last night when the debate was going on. It was the middle of the night, I think, where you were. But you missed all the unacceptable bilingual language that was happening unacceptably.
Inacceptable.
Going on and on. So, anyway, really, really pandering attempts at speaking Spanish, as far as I could determine. And I thought it was completely unacceptable. So I'm just going to make a stand right there. I'm going to die on that hill. Anyway,
I will tell you this from Germany. You know, we get really fractured news over here about America, anyways. But this is one where they did say it was unacceptable that they would be talking, what'd they call it? Prep course German.
It was. They were like,
I mean, Spanish. They didn't say German. Prep course Spanish.
Right. No. That's how they, in fact, someone tweeted this morning, Spanish teachers last night were literally rolling their eyes at their televisions as they were using these unacceptable terms.
Inacceptable.
So anyway, let's move on. Doc, okay. We're talking about calories this week. Now, you get so many different pieces of information from things online, and then a doctor will say this and another doctor will say that. But what's the real theory about how should we think about calories, I guess, from the get-go?
Okay, you can't ignore them, but you can't depend on them. Okay, kind of like a teenager. Okay. you can't ignore them. I mean, it's a fact. And if you just totally ignore them, then yeah, you can get fat. But the years since we started counting calories, our obesity has gone way up. It's just so many other factors. We can't just depend on that. You know, I used to be the doctor who said, "Hey, energy in, energy out. You put it in, you burn it." And it's just not the case, because think about this. You have empty calories and you have full calories. Do you know what I mean by an empty calorie?
Well, I've only heard those terms, in passing. But don't empty calories refer to like the artificial sweeteners and things that kind of make your body think that there's a calorie there, but that there's no real unit to burn?
Well, no. But that's a great point. That's another one we should actually talk about. But empty calories are like, and I can use this term because we don't have them anymore, Twinkies. You know, okay. They were empty calories. They were just calories of nothing but calories and other junky chemicals. But there was no nutrition to them. So empty calories are calories with no nutrition. And you can't compare that. I don't care how many it is. Let's say you ate 300 calories of fruits and vegetables. Is that the same burn in your body as 300 calories in a candy bar?
No, not even close.
But hey, if you're a calorie counter, it is.
Yeah, I guess
so.
And it's
not the same thing. It is not, you can't compare it to health. And so it's so important, because your body actually is smarter than that too. It knows when it's getting junk, and it knows when it's getting other things that will help it. And it's going to burn that food, that those calories that come along with the, well, okay, how can I put this? With epoxy, you have two parts, right?
Right.
You have the epoxy and the catalyst. Well, Full calories have catalysts with it. That's the best way to put it. Full calories have catalysts that help it burn and help it burn quicker and more proper and gives you something from it. You know, people who sit and eat Twinkies all day may be, well, usually, they're sitting there dragging their butt. They're dragging. They don't have this energy. They're not popping out all over the place, right?
Right.
For people who are getting full calories, that sugar is being used properly. It's getting into the cell. They don't have insulin resistance because the proper chemistry is cleaning that spot where the insulin has to plug into the cell. It's keeping it clean so that it can, as it tumbles through there, it can hit it and hit the lock just right, and then allow the sugars into the cell instead of just holding it out there in the blood serum. There's just so many reasons that we can't just count calories, but don't ignore calories either. That's the other side. And here's the biggest reason. I don't know very many people. I know a few, but very few people who are perfect eaters. I am not one. You've been out to dinner with me. You know that. But I have my weaknesses just like anybody else, and I would be a liar if I said I don't eat any empty calories. You have to watch that, because empty calories will hit you hard. And for example, they won't hit you immediately. But if you eat 1,000 calories of junk, let me rephrase that. If you eat a pound of junk, then you're not going to weigh a pound more in the morning necessarily. But you will weigh 2 pounds more over the next week. And so it's not just the calories. That's the key point here. You've got to eat full, nutritious calories. They have the catalyst with them to help you burn it, use it properly, and get it where it goes in the body.
That makes total sense. And friends, one of the things that, recognizing that those calories are doing what they're doing, you may not eat perfectly, and you may not be able to get all, 10 plates of salads with 31 fruits and vegetables in your diet every day. That's one of the reasons why I am powered by the fruits and veggies. But I try to eat well, and then I try to do the fruits and veggies on top of it. And I got to tell you, as long as I have, my health has been tremendously improved. And Doc, I know you never get tired of hearing it. It's just kind of old news to you, but it sure does make a difference.
Oh, it does. And one last thing really fast is if you fill with good calorie things like fruits and vegetables, there's a lot of bulk to go with it, and you're less likely to eat the empty calorie junk.
That's true. The whole full phenomenon, and drinking more water helps with that too. But all right, Doc, always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio, my final thought coming up next. Unacceptable.
Inacceptable.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, there was a law passed in the United States that gives authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your electronic accounts, whether it's 401k, IRA, or your bank accounts? As scary as that sounds, you may be saying, well, why is it? Well, it's happened already in 8 other countries in the last 7 years. What we're talking about is something called a bail-in. Get the facts by getting the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In, and see how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control national debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into diverse precious metals options. So when the bail-in happens, that you'll have that peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. You can also visit them online at landmarkgold.com. That's 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer about the next generation NYCHA. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 WMCA.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, friends, I so appreciate you being with us, and thanks for checking in, and thanks for coming on back. Tomorrow, of course, we will give you a little bit of analysis of what happens in tonight's debate, and we'll try to do it from a perspective that helps inform your faith and life and how you walk and so forth. Grateful to have you with us, and I'm also grateful for those of you that have not yet abandoned our children that we're helping in Zacapa, Guatemala, because the children of Zacapa, and this is an amazing thing, friends, 3 weeks ago, well, 2.5 weeks ago, we were trying to rescue 519 children, 519 kids, from almost certain doom and perishing because they don't have enough to eat and they're in places that are hard to reach, and Cross International's there, but they need resources to help save everyone. Here's the amazing thing. Because of your faithfulness, calling 866-822-4848, because of your faithfulness, we are 506 kids rescued. We have 13 children to go. $39 per child. You decide what you can do by way of being generous, but 506 children have been rescued for this effort, and I don't want to leave those final 13 behind. So if you've been thinking about giving a gift of $156, that would rescue four. We only need a handful of you to do that. We only need 13 of you to rescue one child each at $39 a piece. But maybe there's a couple of you that could do the $390 10-child challenge, $39 a month for 10 months, and rescue 10 kids. Friends, that would put us over. That would put us over all 519 that were on the original critical needs list that we started with. But I am really thankful that you have helped us rescue 506 kids. Now I just need us to finish the job. Don't let these final 13 kids be forgotten. Don't let them be abused and neglected and forgotten about. Let's step up and save them as well. 866-822-4848. 866-822-4848. 866-822-4848. And make that difference right now. You can also give online by going to AM570, the mission.com, and click on the Cross International banner. All right, Kevin McCullough, thanks to those of you that stay with us every day. Pray for these final 13 kids. I don't want to leave any of them behind. We need to make sure we've rescued every single one of them. 866-822-4848. 866-822-4848. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you tomorrow.